This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on water conservation and rainwater harvesting in India. The participants are Archana Verma, Mission Director, National Water Mission, and Kaushik Roy, Anchor.
Today we are going to discuss a very important issue, that is water conservation and rainwater harvesting in India. And to discuss various aspects about this important topic, we have with us the National Water Mission's Mission Director, Ms. Archana Verma, in the studios. And I would like to begin by asking, ma'am, what are the key factors contributing to the current water crisis in India, and how urgent is the need for effective water conservation measures?
First of all, greetings on the World Water Day 2024. Today is the World Water Day with the theme Leveraging Water for Peace. So as per your question, the key factors which contribute to the current water crisis are, of course, population growth, which puts immense pressure on the water resources. Second is the uneven distribution of the water resources. The third is the climate change, which exacerbates the water crisis in India because of extreme weather events, erratic rainfall, prolonged drought, then depletion of groundwater, over-extraction of groundwater for agriculture, industry, and urban consumption. And population is another reason. Pollution is another reason, because growing pollution of rivers and water bodies due to industrial discharge and agricultural runoff and untreated sewage further reduces the availability of clean water for consumption. And of course is the institutional reason for water management, inefficient water management practices, inadequate structure for storage, distribution and treatment contribute to the water crisis, and above it all is the urbanization and industrialization. So these are the main reasons for the water crisis in India. As far as the urgent need for effective water conservation measures are, first is promoting water efficient practices, be it in agriculture, industry, and households, that we encourage the adoption of water efficiency and technologies. We adopt rainwater harvesting structure. We implement rainwater harvesting structure not only at the individual or community level, but also at the institutional level, because it can help recharge groundwater and mitigate the impact of drought. Then improve water infrastructure, such as dams, reservoirs, and pipelines that can enhance water storage, distribution, and management.
Ma'am, could you also provide insights into the notable water conservation campaigns like Catch the Rain being undertaken in India, particularly at the grassroots level?
The rain is part of the Jal Shakti Abhiyan, which was launched in 2019, and it has the tagline, Catch the Rain, Where It Falls, Where It Falls. So basically, it emphasizes the role of community ownership and partnership for a water-secure future. And the campaign hinges on local action. The communities are encouraged to build rainwater harvesting structure both at the household and community level, and also restore traditional water bodies like ponds and lakes. Then we have Jal Shakti Kendras at district level to help citizens towards technical guidance and information on implementing water conservation practices. And over the years, JSK has facilitated the construction of millions of rainwater harvesting structure, and construction of recharge structure aims to improve the soil moisture, slow water runoff, and contribute to long-term water security. And public awareness campaigns have further amplified the impact, and over 4.29 crore people participating in various events across different parts of the country. And the ongoing 2024 JSA Catch the Rain has given special emphasis on women empowerment and water source stressed area. Women empowerment because women were, since they bear the most of water deficit, and so they are the ones who understand the importance of water. So a lot of importance. So we have the tagline for the year, Nari Shakti Se Jal Shakti. So this year's Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain campaign for 2024 was launched on the 9th of March. And the emphasis, apart from the other water conservation initiatives, is on Nari Shakti Se Jal Shakti, that women empowered water. Since women the worst sufferers of water deficit. So they know the importance of water. And we've seen that women have come forward in this campaign, either the Panchayati Raj, women sarpanches, or the self-help group, or even as O&M and pump operators, and they have shown a great leadership. So this year's Jal Shakti Abhiyan tries to capture the leadership inside the women, and especially the women of rural India. And the focus is on also ensuring that the water structures which are made, the ownership then rests with the community.
How do climate change and environmental degradation affect the surrounding water scarcity in various parts of India?
Water is not a big contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, but it is victim, so to say, because climate change leads to erratic rainfall patterns, causing droughts in some region and flooding in others. Then it leads to the melting of the Himalayan glaciers, which are a crucial source of fresh water. For many rivers in India are melting due to rising temperatures. Then droughts, climate change increases the frequency and intensity of droughts in many parts of India because these extreme weather events reduce the soil moisture, diminish the groundwater recharge and deplete surface water sources, exacerbating water scarcity. Then sea level rise also happens, which leads to saltwater intrusion. Then increased evapotranspiration is also a reason because of climate change, which causes water loss from soils and plants and water bodies at a faster pace. Then deforestation and soil erosion is another climate change reaction, which reduces the vegetation cover and disrupts the natural water cycles. Then pollution, I have already said that pollution contributes to water scarcity through pollution of water bodies, industrial discharge, agricultural runoff, containing pesticides and flowers and untreated sewage, which contaminate the surface and groundwater resources, reducing their availability for human consumption and other uses. So these are the reasons how climate change is impacting water scarcity.
In light of the recent droughts and depletion of groundwater resources in India, what innovative strategies or technologies are being explored to address the water conservation?
Various initiatives that the government is taking, including Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Atal Bhujal Yojana, and other MNREGA, and even the state government initiatives, all have contributed to rise in the groundwater table up to, I think, 11 PCM. Of course, there is depletion, but on the whole, we can say in parts, the good news is that even our safe zones have increased from the earlier years of where the groundwater was depleting. So we have made some progress, but yes, with regard to your question on innovative strategies and technologies, artificial intelligence and remote sensing are being used to monitor water resources, predict droughts and optimize water management strategies. Then smart irrigation system utilizing sensors, weather data and real-time monitoring to optimize irrigation practices and reduce water wastage in agriculture so that crops receive the right amount of water at the right time. Then rainwater harvesting and storage. Rainwater harvesting and storage systems capture rainwater from rooftops and surfaces and store it for various uses, including irrigation, household consumption, and groundwater recharge of the aquifers. Then community-based water management, as I've already said, that when local community, like in Jal Shakti Abhiyan and other flagship programs of the street, when they actively participate in water conservation and when they own, then through either community-led watershed management or water users association or self-help groups, then they help promote sustainable water use and reduce the use and resources at the grassroots level. Then we have drip irrigation and micro-irrigation, which deliver water directly to the roots of the plant in controlled amounts. So this also minimizes water wastage and improves irrigation efficiency. And they're really good for water-stressed areas and crops with high water requirements.
You spoke at length about the sustainable water management practices that is going on across different parts of the country. Ma'am, please could you throw light on sustainable agriculture and irrigation techniques? You, of course, spoke of drip irrigation, and what are the other types of techniques that can be used to mitigate the water stress to ensure food security?
See, India's agriculture sector is a major water consumer. So, you know, if we can improve water use efficiency even by 20% in this sector, then we can really mitigate the adverse effects of water scarcity. And yes, sustainable agriculture can mitigate the water stress and ensure food security, as you've rightly pointed out. First is, I've already said, drip irrigation and precision farming, which directly delivers the water to the roots of the plant. Then rainwater harvesting, which can capture the rainwater and be used for irrigation purposes during drier periods. Then crop rotation and intercropping. Crop rotation and intercropping can improve soil fertility, reduce water usage, and minimize the risk of pests and diseases. So by diversifying crops, farmers can also spread out water demands across various seasons. Then agroforestry. Integrating trees and shrubs into agriculture landscapes through agroforestry can help improve soil health, reduce erosion, and enhance water retention capacity. Then soil conservation techniques, you must have heard about mulching, contour farming, terracing, can help retain the moisture in the soil, so that reduces the runoff and prevents soil erosion, ultimately leading to more efficient water use. Wastewater recycling and reuse is something which we are really advocating, that treating and recycling the wastewater from agriculture activities can provide an additional source of irrigation water, thereby reducing the demand on freshwater sources. Then promoting indigenous and drought-resistant crop varieties can help the farmers to adapt to water scarcity conditions. And of course, policy support and incentives, which is not directly in the domain of MOJS, but that promote the adoption of sustainable agriculture and irrigation practices, such as perhaps subsidies for, you know, drip irrigation or rainwater harvesting structure, which are already in place in various parts of India and also by the government, can further encourage farmers to adapt water-saving techniques. So maybe if these are implemented, India can mitigate water stress, improve agriculture productivity, and ensure food security for its growing population.
Right, ma'am. Looking forward, what steps are to be taken immediately to safeguard India's water resources for the coming generations?
The first thing is that we need to ensure water efficient practices in agriculture, in industry, in domestic also, that water efficient practices, that not only the supply side of water, where it under the Jal Shakti Abhiyan, we also need the supply side. We are expanding rain water conservation measures, adopting, but we need to recycle water, we need to reduce water, we need to enhance IEC to ensure that people become aware that water is a scarce resource, and if it is not used judiciously, then tomorrow we may be staring at water scarcity. And also we are trying to promote these bore wells, which have become defunct, so that we start recharging our groundwater. That is something which will give immediate results. Then of course, micro-irrigation techniques adoption is something which is already happening, but we have a long way to go. That will also give. But water governance remains an issue because of coordination. So yes, these steps, immediate steps, can really lead to water being secure for our future generation.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You were listening to a discussion on water conservation and rainwater harvesting in India. The participants were Archana Verma, Mission Director, National Water Mission, and Kaushik Roy, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.